This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Union Minister of State for PMO, Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that year 2024 has been an important year for Indian space sector. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Dr. Singh said the first day of the year began with launch of ExpoSat, then Aditya L1 mission was inserted in its targeted Halo orbit. The country celebrated its maiden National Space Day in August, and yesterday, SpadeX mission was launched by ISRO. He said that in between, so many trials have happened for the Gaganyaan, which is in the pipeline. Dr. Singh said the trials are almost now through, and the dress rehearsal with the female robot will happen sometime next year. He said the launch of the SpadeX mission is one of the first experiments undertaken by India as far as the docking technology is concerned. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, successfully launched the space docking experiment, SpadeX mission, last night. ISRO's PSLV C-60 rocket lifted off from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. It successfully deployed two satellites, SDX-01, the chaser, and SDX-02, the target, in low Earth orbit shortly after its launch. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Quad stands as a vital force for stability, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment of addressing the region's needs, together with Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong, Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya, and USA's Secretary of State Antony Blinken. On the occasion of the 20th anniversary of Quad, a joint statement from the Quad Foreign Minister said, "What started as an emergency response to a catastrophe has grown into a full-fledged partnership." It also said that Quad countries now work together and with partners across the Indo-Pacific. It addresses complex challenges from fighting climate change, cancer and pandemics to bolstering quality infrastructure, counter-terrorism efforts and cybersecurity. Political war has intensified in Delhi ahead of assembly polls as BJP has put out posters targeting the Aam Aadmi Party government. The posters displayed outside the Delhi BJP office accused AAP of corruption and misgovernance in the city. The BJP also slammed the ruling party in Delhi on the issues of air pollution, alleged poor health facilities, water problem and other matters. Briefing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that the AAP leaders are using children for their politics. Congress is also continuously raising fingers on the issue of governance of AAP in Delhi. Briefing the media in New Delhi, senior party leader Sandeep Dixit hit out at the AAP over its promise of cleaning the river Yamuna. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh alleged that the BJP only opposes welfare schemes announced by the Delhi government as it has questioned the Mahila Samman Yojana, free travel for women in buses, free electricity and water earlier. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the last date to 15th of January for furnishing belated and revised return of income for the assessment year 2024-25 in the case of resident individuals. Earlier, today was the last date for the taxpayers to file belated and revised income tax returns. The move will provide two additional weeks to the taxpayers to revise and complete their IT return filings. People across the country are all set to welcome the new year 2025. On the eve of New Year, the streets in Delhi NCR have been lit up and party places along the hotels and restaurants in several parts of the city are preparing for a huge rush. People across the globe are bidding farewell to 2024 and welcoming 2025 as cities around the world prepare for New Year celebrations that highlight local cultures and traditions. Auckland in New Zealand was among the first major cities in the world to usher in the new year 2025, as thousands enjoyed a dazzling fireworks display at the iconic Sky Tower. In the Hockey India League, Delhi SG Pipers will clash with Hyderabad Tufans in Rourkela tonight. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. IST. Last night, the UP Rudras registered 3-1 win over defending champions Kalinga Lancers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.